And we're broadcasting from Shannon Airport. And we have another live guest here in the airport as we speak. We have Jerry Murphy. Jerry Murphy is with EI Electronics, and EI Electronics implies 1,200 people worldwide with their headquarters based here in Shannon. And the business has expanded significantly since EI was established in 1988. And Jerry has been working for EI over 51 years and was part of the original founders, General Electric USA. Jerry, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming to us here in Shannon Airport. 51 years, that's a phenomenal achievement.
It is, yeah, and I could stay another 51. It's the type of company that they don't want experienced people to leave. They encourage us to stay. Yeah. So even on a short-term basis, it's a great company. It's brilliant to work for.
Now, you joined with the original founders, General Electric USA.
1972, yes. 1972. Yeah. Completely American-owned then. And the mid-80s, they were deciding to close some of their overseas facilities. We were one. And one of our senior managers, who then became managing director, Mike Guinea, decided that we have a good workforce, we have a facility, we have a product. We were making smoke detectors for the United States. And he said, why should we let this business just fold and go? And he decided, he put a team together, Jim Dagnan, was another co-owner, and also Mike Byrne. And between the three of them, they said, we're going to reopen, which we did, close of a Friday, like Friday gone. As I said, it was 36 years ago, and reopened on the Wednesday, and we were up and running. So from that day onwards, you know, some low numbers of people in the 200s. And then we are now one of the major designer and manufacturers of smoke and carbon monoxide detectors in the world, shipping in excess of 15 million units a year.
And can I ask, you mentioned there that the original founders was established here in Shannon in 1972.
I started 72.
Oh, sorry, okay.
Yeah, the original company started in 1963, okay, which is 61 years.
Well, at that time, EI was probably one of a very few multinational companies here in Shannon at the time.
That's correct. Yeah, SPS, Butanet, Leninet, a few companies, and Homedica, they were the main, and De Beers, of course, were the main tenants of the Shannon Industrial Zone. Some of those have since gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And have you seen a dramatic change in multinational companies establishing here beside the airport?
I have, yes. The airport is key.
Yes.
And I'm just delighted, we're all delighted to see, since COVID, how well the airport has reinvented itself with more access to Europe, United States, which is very,
sure,
very important.
Sure.
And the airport is growing again. It's unusual to see a full car park in Shannon in December, January, February. And that's an indication, a sign of how the airport is going. So, yes, there's been massive changes in the industrial area. Shannon Properties, who took over from Shannon Development, have now, they're dismantling, demolishing the old buildings, and they're creating new, sustainable, high-efficiency buildings, and companies are coming back to Shannon and the Midwest region, of course.
Yeah, and unlike many companies, big companies like yourself, you're one of the few that kind of interact with the local community, and and we said before coming on air, that has been your ethos.
Absolutely,
over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Just to quote EI themselves, over the years, we have all made a valuable contribution to our local community and this region, and you have indeed. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've done over the years with the community?
In terms of the community, yeah. For the past 20 years, various organizations, sporting, voluntary, cultural, would come to us and say, we have an idea, can you give us some funding? And we assess that, and we've been generous on the high 90%. An example recently is the Six Mile Bridge Historical Society wanted to honour Brendan Regan.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we talk about Brendan Regan, but unfortunately that he's passed, people can easily forget.
He was a big part of Shannon Airport, wasn't he?
Part of Shannon Airport and the Midwest region. Yeah. Lots of people don't remember him, but in particular, our CEO, Mike Guinea, has the most tremendous respect, as other people have in this area. And recently, we were one of the main funders for a significant monument, a statue, bronze statue to Brendan in Six Mile Bridge. There's various new ideas coming up, and I let the Six Mile Bridge Historical Society can notify people what's happening to remember Brendan Regan. So we've also funded all the schools in Shannon now. We've helped them with to, let's say, all weather pitches, funding towards that. We support the musical societies. We support hurling clubs, soccer clubs, GA clubs. The ethos of our company as well is get young people into sport. Because it's a distraction away from school. And so we've been funding lots, and not just Shannon alone. Recently, we've been sponsoring Clare Camogie, who are very successful, as we know, and Limerick clubs, and reaching out to Tipperary, Kerry, and even Cork lately. So then there's the voluntary bodies, like Simon Community, like the Samaritans. We've given funding to those because they all fulfill a need where they don't have maybe enough national funding. So at Christmas time in particular, we give out significant funding, Society of Carers, senior citizens.
That's fantastic.
Numerous. Yeah. It's the list is almost endless at this stage.
Fantastic.
And company are very proud to do that because we got our workforce from the Midwest majority.
Yes.
And we want to give back to them.
Yeah,
and do you find that because you're helping people all the time in the local community, do you find that many people want to work for the company then because of it?
There's a part of that as well, because a lot of people thought that we import our product and put it into a box and ship it.
Yes,
we actually design everything in-house.
Yeah.
We have a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility. We make the housings, the plastics, design the printed circuit boards, come up with the software ideas, because everything now is software-related. And all of that is done from our campus, our headquarters in Shannon.
Just out of interest, obviously with current management, you're giving out funding and all sorts of donations. Would that have been present at all with the previous owners?
No, because a lot of the multinational corporations just may not give to charities or so on because it's part of policy. Our owner, because we're Irish owned, can decide very quickly, we want to give back. In the General Electric days, you would have actually had to get approval from the United States, and they would not relate maybe to the local community as our current owners would, you know.
Okay, and something you've actually helped the Order of Malta to purchase a new ambulance. When did that happen?
The ambulance was delivered 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow, fantastic. Yes. How did that all come about?
Well, basically, I know some senior people, Carmel Peacock and Ivan Dempsey in the Order of Malta in Shannon. An ambulance was going to cost a certain figure.
Yeah.
And there was a significant shortfall, maybe of about 60, 70%.
Okay.
So they would have had door. They would have tried to make collections, and this could go on for years. I spoke with them. I brought them to meet our managing director, and within 24 hours, he offered the funding balance, and they now have a new state-of-the-art ambulance, which is not just for Shannon. It's for the Clare area. It's for nationally if needed, and we were very proud to do that. A significant development since December is that Clare Care will be opening a major facility in Shannon.
Okay.
And through EI, we'd become one of the largest contributors to that. And that will benefit Limerick, Six Mile Bridge, Newmarket, Cratloe.
All the surrounding areas.
Areas. And that's been a major investment also.
Exactly. You, 36 years ago, today, the current management took over EI.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic achievement again, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. We all had a big party in the Green Hills in Limerick, and
did you?
2 or 3 days later, we resurfaced. And I have to say, it's been onwards and upwards yeah, since then, you know. Yeah.
Fantastic. And let me see. You're also a corporate social responsibility representative.
Yes, yeah.
Big title.
It's a big title, yeah.
What's involved in that?
Yeah, well, basically, let's say a voluntary group who don't have central funding may say, we have a shortfall, we want to do something in the community, anywhere in Clare, anywhere in Ireland, and we'll say, can we make a contribution? I'll say to Mick, we'll assess it quite quickly, and Mick Guinea would say, yes, give them funding. And it can be anything. It can be, recently, a guy wanted to climb Kathmandu, and it, because he wanted to donate to a charity who look after he and in memory of his deceased mother. Small little things like that. We've been a significant contributor to Milford Hospice in Limerick through the years. Very significant.
And can I ask, Jerry, sometimes do you have to say no in giving funding?
Yes, but they're very, very... We've got to make sure they're... Preferably if they're an organisation that have been around for a while, and that's
not, well recognised.
Credibility. And if they have a charitable status, we know that they've been assessed and evaluated.
Yeah.
That's important as well. But like all the local clubs, whether, as I say, in the community or, you know, health area, like the health and school last year, schools were the biggest part of our funding. And as I say, so many organisations, the Children's Grief Centre in Limerick, very important, was only set up a few years ago.
Yeah.
We've made a significant contribution to them. And the other charities that we all know and see. Recently, we give a lot of funding, earthquake in Syria and things like that, through MSF, through the Red Cross and so on, through Goal. All those multinational charity, international charities, we've helped out as much as we can. And saying no is very hard.
I know.
It's
I
very
know.
Hard. Yeah.
Yeah. But you obviously do your best you can to help them out.
Yes.
And you also have I have attended it a couple of times before in the recent past. You have an employee fund day.
Yeah, we'll have another one now this summer. Not officially. You've got ahead of everybody, which is okay. But we try to make sure we have an annual barbecue, which everybody gets a great night
sounds
out.
Lovely.
Then there's a lot of families through EI, a lot of our younger workforce have young children.
Yeah.
We give them a fun day in the Wolf Tones in Shannon, provide food, entertainment, and so far, each fun day we've had good weather. So, and it's a way of people bonding as well, because our workforce has changed. Where years ago we were 99% Irish, we have a significant overseas staff representation.
Yeah.
And culturally, they may be all different, and we try to gel that together through.
And of course, now more than ever, we see more people coming from other countries like Ukraine.
Absolutely.
And they're obviously going to be looking for a job,
yes,
all that.
Yeah. And we've been a big help since the Ukrainians moved into Shannon almost maybe 2 years ago. We were, Mick Guinea said to me, meet the people, see what they want. And we've been helping them.
And if someone listening today wanted to work for EI and didn't know how to get in contact with someone or what to expect. What age have you to be, first of all, to work with EI?
Well, it's preferably 18. You know, as far as I know, that's the legal age. But we've been hiring at the moment, and people can look at our website and send in their CVs. And we have opportunities at all levels. Okay. We promoted a lot of people from within who might come in at the base level. Significant, like myself, I went in at the base level, and
sure, like every job, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And you can spot the talent, but you can also spot the energy and from people. And we'll support them through college.
Yes,
we've done that, and even people in the colleges, we offer some scholarships at UL, at TUS, and so on. And because we want the people to stay. But we've improved, like we have our own gymnasium. We have a state-of-the-art gymnasium that opened.
Oh, okay.
And at the moment, there's almost a waiting list to use it. You can see here, I'm not one of those. But, but it's been a significant, and that can save people 500 euro a year.
Yeah.
And we have our own medical center. We have our own restaurants where you can, you don't have to, you know, you can get all your dinners and everything there like that. So it's all about the people.
So the future is looking good for EI in the
Please God, long after me. And the reassuring thing is EI will never be sold. EI will always be EI, and it will always be in Shannon.
No matter
and,
who owns it.
And that's a commitment from our owner, CEO Mike Guinea. EI will never move.
Yeah.
And that's a significant investment, and also it's a significant commitment to the area.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And you enjoyed your years in EI.
I did, and I'll miss it terribly, but I won't be totally gone. I'll always be available if they say, listen, can you go to a school? Can you go to a club?
Yes.
And do an assessment on that, because I live in the community.
Very good.
I'm a Limerick man, and but I've been living in Shannon 48 years, 48 great years.
So, you said you're a Limerick man, so would you have come to Shannon for work in 1970?
1972, come out on the bus, knocked on the door, looked for a job. And the 6th of September, 1972, I started.
And as I said to you, you know, Shannon at the time was only just developing in a way.
It was, again, through fantastic work by the man we started talking about, Brendan O'Regan. And it's only fitting that he should be honoured. And this is where people are trying to do various things to remember Brendan O'Regan. It's Shannon has been great, and it's I think it's reviving a lot as Ennis, Limerick, and industrial. There's a lot of major industries moving in, and that's because of the airport. And I'd like to congratulate the airport, Mary Considine and her team as well. They've had a rough few years, and with COVID especially, but they're all, you know, it seems to be all coming together, and we wish them success. Their success is our success, you know.
Okay, well, listen, we have to leave it at that. We really enjoyed your chat. That's Jerry Murphy from EI Electronics. Thank you very much for joining us on Scariff Bay Community Radio.
And good luck.